This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't really want to talk about it now. I think it's important to just keep the eyes on. You know, I'll answer that later. It's not anything special, but I just think we just want a big freaking game. And, you know, against New York Jets, new quarterback, new freaking weapons, new freaking players on our side of the ball. Big win. I can't really focus on anything else but that.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather on a black and gold victory Monday. A high of Isaac Sayamalu, 73 degrees, low 49, Dwayne Woodruff. That is your fan weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Steelers 34, Jets 32. Steelers defense gives up 182 rushing yards. The last two games, going back to the Baltimore wild card game, they've given up 481 rushing yards in 2 weeks. I'm bringing it up even because the Steelers won. In light of the Cam Hayward news that happened before the game, and we've already had calls and texts from our listeners saying things like the Steelers should have given Chris Boswell the incentive-laden deal over Cam Hayward, which tells me that there's still a bitterness, a resentment, some bad blood that exists here, even after the fact. It's all tied to team performance. Cam Hayward gets $3 million, and we don't exactly know yet how it works. If it's just make the playoffs, win playoff games, if any of it's tied to AFC Championship game and Super Bowl appearances like Aaron Rodgers' incentives are, that news isn't out. My guess is I don't think the Hayward camp is super thrilled with this deal, so they're not leaking it out to people as a way of bragging about the great deal that Cam Hayward got.
It's funny that you say that part of it, because I would agree on its face that, like, nothing about the deal screams Cam Hayward's people got this right. But, and maybe this is just, hey, this is how the sausage gets made, I think Rap Sheet, when he tweeted it out, or Schefter, whoever did, put the agent's name. Oh, these incentives were negotiated. Dude, I thought to myself, if I were his agent, I wouldn't want my name attached to that. It makes me look like a chump. My client got nothing of his own volition. Like, just, hey, here's more money for you. It's all tied to whether the team around him also does well. My client could have a first-team All-Pro year, and if the team craters, it doesn't get him anything.
The only victory there is that the Steelers have only given out incentive deals to quarterbacks, so he's the first, like, non-quarterback to get one. But it's not for a ton of money, and it's something that's partially, more than partially, out of Hayward's control. He can be great, and if the other team has a great defensive performance in the playoffs, en route to the playoffs, and the Steelers don't make it because of that,
tough luck.
He won't get his money. So it's just a really sad ending, I think, to what was a saga in his career here that caused people to turn on him unbelievably fast. And maybe they were thinking, talking about the Hayward camp, that if word got out the incentive was tied to the team and not him,
it would make it look
that
better.
He would curry some favor back. Like, hey, I'm just like you guys. I want our team to win playoff games. I want us to go on a run in January. That's why my raise is tied to that and tied to that alone.
I think they miscalculated.
I agree. I didn't even see
that one cared.
Response.
No one cared. If anything, I think they thought you did all this just for this. Like, there wasn't any pound of flesh he got out of it. Here's the other thing. Do you still hold, based on what you're hearing, that the Steelers kind of leaked it out and that's why he was surprised and kind of had to talk about it, that they are the ones who got this out?
I haven't thought about that lately, but I still think that that was a strong possibility that it came from the Steelers and not him.
Okay.
Word first got out that he was holding in.
The only thing I would say is if it really was the Steelers leaking it out, it's a little bit of dirty pool on their part because it kept under wraps and just, hey, I'm quietly trying to negotiate this with you. I would like to do... Say we never heard a word about it,
and
right?
We just found out about this Saturday night?
We found out, hey, the Steelers wanted to reward Cam Hayward in a way by adding $3 million in incentives based on team performance.
I think we would have all said cool.
I think we would have all said cool, and oh, that's cool. You know what Cam would have probably gotten? Hey, that's cool that Cam wanted more money, but he was willing to tie it to team performance because it would have never gotten out to that point.
It was the not practicing part and threatening not to play, and then the comments that he made, and people thought, oh my God, this guy's made over $100 million, and he's talking about how he needs to set up his family.
Fifth best compensated athlete in Pittsburgh history, but like, if it doesn't get out...
Wow, I didn't know he was that high on that list. Holy
I think
cow.
Yoey was making that list, and we know Yoey gets very fired up about the Steelers, and angrily so. No, but like if it was the Steelers that leaked it and Cam's prerogative, just hypothetically, was that it never got out, no one even notices that he's not practicing, really, because he's Cam Hayward. It's very there's a ton of plausible deniability that he's just, yeah, he's Cam. He's
yeah,
like
they're just taking it easy with a veteran.
Yes. Why does he need to prove anything?
Instead, take, for example, this game. They can't stop the run. The defense has a PP poor performance. They're making all this money. Very few guys, if any, earn their paycheck. And now he's got a deal after these games with the brunt of criticism of people calling him out specifically, not just because he's the leader of the defense, but because of the way he acted going into the season. And he's going to hear that all year. If the Steelers had, I really believe this, if the Steelers had lost the game yesterday, if Boswell doesn't bail them out and make a 60-yard field goal, the two people that are getting ripped the most this afternoon are Mike Tomlin and Cam Hayward.
Tomlin on general principles?
Because it's his defense.
Sure.
And how does that defense making all that money when he's a defensive-minded coach, how do they give up that many points and lose to Justin Fields, who they threw away and discarded to the scrap heap?
He probably gets clobbered for Fields being so good, too,
yeah.
In addition to his defense being
and
bad.
And Cam Hayward, oh, you wanted all this money? Well, you had a funny way of showing it. On Sunday, you didn't back it up, man. You didn't look like an all-pro. You're getting pushed around and shoved around and bullied by a revamped Jets offensive line that lost its best offensive lineman earlier in the week, and they still had a field day against you?
They were playing 40% of their offensive line, not what they wanted it to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And says Tippmann went over to right guard, and then Myers came in at center. They didn't want that. They would have wanted Tippmann at center and Vera Tucker at right guard, and they still mauled you. He would have gotten crushed, and I don't know. You ask how are people feeling? Still angry. I think he was still the easiest target. And then the one thing that came of it that now you can separate it is he was, I thought, understandably mad that his brother kept getting dragged into the mix, which I agreed with.
But then his brother
did something unbelievably boneheaded that in a vacuum should get him crushed by fans.
Right.
And so at least now, if you want to criticize Connor Hayward, you have grounds to do so because of Connor Hayward and not because you're trying to just throw him into that. I really don't think we'll ever get a straight answer unless somebody tells you or tells somebody else behind the scenes. But if he really wanted this kept quiet and just hoped he could do it like respectfully behind the scenes with them, hey, I know you, you know me, and they made sure it got out, I do think that's some stinky work by the Steelers. That's dirty pool, man.
I want it to be water under the bridge because I like Cam, and I don't think what he did or how he sounded over the last couple of months should undo 15 years. I put more stock in 15 years of being a great player, but also, you know, I don't need my team made up of choir boys. I don't need everybody to be a beacon and pillar in the community. But it doesn't hurt when they are. So he's been a class act. He's one of the most approachable, down-to-earth, great Steelers of all time. He picks to live here. He's not someone that, you know, hops in here for the fall and then leaves. He donates time and money and service to this community. And he's been an all-pro player for a super long time on top of that. So yes, I am like sympathetic and I'm willing to put up with more from someone like that. But the flip side is your defense, which is so ballyhooed every year, seems to shrink in the biggest moments all the time. And you've had no like huge moments or success that, you know, gloss over that. Chris Boswell has been a part of this drought too, but he's been so overwhelmingly good.
No one cares.
That he gets like a pass
He's turned, if there was public opinion that was like, he's just a kicker, move on, you can find good kickers elsewhere. He's so overwhelmingly great, he's turned public sentiment on his side, in his favor. When the defense gets absolutely worked over and manhandled, and the dude who is supposed to be the leader of that group and physically manhandles offensive linemen looks his age, frankly, it's going to get even uglier. Like, I think people were enjoying the fact that they could tee off on him even more. Not enjoying that, like, yeah, the team might lose this game, but the old, like, silver lining. Well, at least I can throw off a few tweets about Cam. I just want to make it very clear. I have a lot more sympathy for him if he genuinely did not want this to get out and the Steelers leaked it out to put pressure on him, because I think that changes the calculus. I do. I think if the guy wanted to handle it behind closed doors and never wanted it to see the light of day, then it's very different.
412-928-9370, your reaction to the Steelers win and how you felt about it, if you found more positives than negatives in it, how you feel about Cam Hayward now that he has this revised contract. Is it water under the bridge? Have you given up your anger and animosity towards him? 412-928-9370. Let's get back to the phones and talk to Garvin in Sarver. Or Gavin, excuse me. Gavin in Sarver. Hello, Gavin.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. I have two things, but one very positive thing. I don't know why there's so many negative calls. I would much rather be today talking about how the defense struggled than how the offense struggled opening season. Like, that's just my biggest thing, being a Steelers fan for how long I am. It's just, I would much rather be like the defense has to pick it up than the offense, because we saw passing, and that is something that I've been dying to see from the Steelers in a very long
Although,
time.
Although, the only devil's advocate I'll play to that, I agree with you for the most part. The only thing you would have been able to say as a defense of the offense is it was their first game together. It was Aaron Rodgers' first game. There is no such excuse for the defense, even though you've got new players like Jalen Ramsey and Juan Thornhill and Darius Slay to be that bad.
They're supposed to hit the ground running. It honestly felt like one of those movie sequels where they pick up from where the last movie left off, like in real time. Like they never stopped getting gashed by the Ravens. It just became
like,
a different
Gavin,
team.
If I asked you this question, is there a better chance at the end of the year the Jets are a top 10 offense or a bottom 10 offense? What would you say?
I think they're going to be a top 10 rushing offense.
No. I say overall.
Overall offense.
Oh, overall?
Yes. Better chance top 10 or bottom 10?
I would say bottom 10.
Right. So you just gave up 32 points to that team. I get where people are frustrated and put off or put out by it. But the silver lining is your 41-year-old quarterback looked like he was an MVP. And that
Absolutely.
Counts. And that counts more to me than anything else.
Now they just can't get him killed.
One more thing, please. So last week I got into a heated discussion with you about the Chiefs and the Steelers possibly having the same record. Do you
yes.
still feel the same way, even though it's week one?
I would still bet a lot of money that the Chiefs will have a better season than the Steelers. You disagree with that still? Clearly, you did before this week.
I still disagree with it. I understand your points, but I just watched the Chargers game last week, and I knew that the Chargers were going to be a decent team this year. And I watched, and I was happy to see that the Chargers beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, you should be. I mean, I'm sick of watching the Chiefs win.
The Chiefs offense
also got
minus
great pleasure out of it.
Yeah, the Chiefs offense minus Rice is doo doo right now. I mean, it is
doo-doo,
not good.
Says Malzi.
It is. It's real
wow,
stinky.
How about that, Donnie?
That was actually jarring to see. I know the Chargers have a good roster, generally speaking, but that was like weird.
Make
how
sure
bad
the show
Chiefs
stenographer
look.
Got that point
doo-doo.
By Malzi. A doo doo offense.
Don't you? What do you always go with? Poo poo,
ass.
Yeah. You're a little more PG-13.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.